Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, you know, do you remember when you were a child, how important it was that you be accepted? Or is that still going on with you? Probably so. It's something that starts when we're very young. We want to be accepted. We want to have friends. The famous games where they choose two people, and then they take turns choosing people to be on their teams. You know, you really fear being the last man standing there. It's not just a childhood thing. We want to be accepted. We want to feel like we have friends. A lot of times people are so desperate to have friends that they end up doing the wrong things to get those so-called friends, or they end up with the wrong people because they just want to be accepted. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit today about a great friend that we have, and that is Jesus. If you look in John 15:13, Jesus speaking said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. These things I command you, that you love one another." In the New Living Translation, John 15, beginning with 13, and here is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. I command you to love each other. An interesting thing to note there, going back to the New King James Version, in John 15:17, reading on into 18. "These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Now, if you look in James 4:4, it says, "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." In the Amplified, that says, "You are like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose, that says, the spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us, and he yearns for the spirit to be welcome with a jealous love? But he gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit, to meet this evil tendency and all others fully. That is why he says, God sets himself against the proud and haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly, those who are humble enough to receive it." So, a lot of times we want to be a friend of God, yet at the same time, we want to be a friend with the world, and that is impossible. Jesus himself said, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate one. In other words, there's going to come a time where you have to choose. Well, to me, I would much rather have the Lord as my friend, because that's an eternal relationship. He is truly the one who gave his life for me. He is a true friend. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have friends in this life. Of course we have friends, and the Lord wants it to be so, but he has to be first. And when he is first, it doesn't matter who likes you or doesn't like you, who's with you today or not with you today, who's for you or against you. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? No one can be against you. You know, we look at scriptures like James 2:23, and the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And we look and we say, wow, how wonderful would it be to be called the friend of God? I've said that myself before, but Jesus clearly said, you are my friends. And then he goes on to explain, if you do what I say. Now, that's not the way we do in this world. You know, we have some so-called friends that they're our friends as long as we are doing whatever they want and we're pleasing them. That's in a carnal sense. But Jesus is saying, when you do what I say, you remain in that position of being my friend, where there is protection and care and keeping. It isn't because he's wanting to control us. It's for our benefit. And it shows that we know who he is. And in knowing who he is, we are his friend. That's worth it to me, and I know it is to you. In Luke 12:4, Jesus speaking, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do to you. Now, we go around in life, as I said earlier, wondering who's going to approve or disapprove. We bend over backwards sometimes, trying to get that approval, and yet, these people have no ability to either give us eternal life or take it away. And he's saying, don't fear those. Don't show respect over their authority in terms of failing to obey God and yet obeying these people, because God is the one that in judgment can send the eternal soul to hell. He has all power. But yet, look what he goes on to say. Verse 6. Let me read verse 5 again. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Now, it seems like that totally contradicts what he's just said. But the next verse will reinforce what I have said. He's referencing the fact that if you choose to fear the world over God, you're making a mistake. Now, he's saying you need to fear and respect the authority of the one who can give you eternal life or to send you to hell. But he's saying this one now is the one that will protect and keep you. You know, you're choosing the right side there. You're aligning with the right side. Now, how do I know that's true? Look at verse 8. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. So we're seeing there that previous to this, he was speaking of the fact that if you're choosing to fear the world over choosing to fear God, you're making a mistake, because your eternal destiny is with God. And yet then he says, and this one whom you're going to fear and obey knows the number of hairs on your head. You don't have to walk in anxiety concerning that relationship like we have to walk in anxiety concerning the relationship with the friends in the world. This is the friend of whom we speak. Look at John 14:1, a scripture that I've used many times. Let's begin there. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We're talking about a friend that loves us so much that he gave his life for us, and then after giving his life for us, has gone to prepare a place for us in eternity. That's the one whom we need to serve. And when we seek the friendship of the world over God, we are making an eternal mistake. Well, you know, you may not consciously do that. But when you let the ideas of other people or the demands they make in your life keep you or affect negatively your relationship with God, that's exactly what you're doing. We have to face that fact. and they won't stand with us or for us in eternity. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So remember that. We work so hard because we got to have this. We got to get that. We got to be in this group. I've known people that do ridiculous things trying to be part of a popular group. Now, that's not just middle school. I see adults doing the same thing. And they'll even mistreat those that they actually had a good relationship with because the in crowd doesn't like those people. They're on the blacklist. Well, you know, in terms of eternity, there's only two lists. The one that is in the Lamb's Book of Life and the ones that are not. I want to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't care who else's list I am on or I'm not on, because we have a friend in Jesus, and he will be our friend through eternity. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have given us an eternal friendship with yourself through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who has died for us and then has risen and gone into heavenly places to prepare a place for us. Lord, we look for that day where we are reunited in heavenly places. But in the meantime, Lord, we will be encouraged and we will be strengthened, knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will never let go of our hand. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on the author and finisher of our faith and not to be seduced to seek friendship of the world. Lord, I thank you that we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that is Jesus, our Savior and Lord. I thank you that he has rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that all your word is manifest in and through us. I thank you that this is the day that you have made, so that we can rejoice and be glad in it. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, so if you're feeling a little downcast or outcast today and you feel like you don't have many friends, you have one friend that evens it all up. Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord. I'm praying for you. You say goodbye.